Well, now to California. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honia says that the remains of two more victims of the California campfire were found yesterday in Paradise. The number killed is now at around 80. The number of unaccounted for has thankfully dropped to 700, but health concerns are rising. Fire smoke carries tiny particulate matter, toxic building materials, for instance. The EPA says the air in nearby Chico is unhealthy today, meaning everyone may begin to experience health effects. In parts of California today, as far away as San Francisco, breathing is equivalent to smoking 13 cigarettes, about half a pack. Schools in the Bay Area have been canceled. The football game this weekend between California and Stanford has been postponed. Dr. John Bombs is a pulmonologist at the University of California, San Francisco. And Dr. Bombs, oddly, I think we can hear a fire siren there in the background where you are. But what is the air like? Can you smell the fires in the smoke?
Well, you actually can smell it. It's quite a pungent odor. It smells like burning wood, which it is.
Yeah. Is it difficult to breathe? I mean, we know of friends who have had to go to the emergency room with asthma attacks. Is it a struggle to breathe?
Well, I'm healthy, and I don't have breathing problems. I notice a scratchy throat and occasional cough. My wife, who has bad asthma, is having problems. She's increased her medication. She's cooped up inside, wearing an N95 mask when she does have to go outside for errands. And it's been actually quite cold in our house. We have an old house with a heating system that entrains outdoor air. So we've had that turned off. Yeah. So I've been kind of chilly at night.
Because you don't want to bring that air in. Well, so you just mentioned the N95 mask. Talk about masks, because we're also hearing anecdotally that just the little mask that you can loosely put over your face that you get when you're painting or something, those are sold out. People are buying them online. But this N95 is a more fitted mask. And to tell us, what is that?
Well, the N stands for NIOSH, the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. And they certify masks to be of certain filtration efficiency. And so an N95 is 95% effective at filtering out really tiny particles, but they have to fit the face properly. There are three adult sizes, small, medium, and large. But unfortunately, young kids can't really wear these with a good fit. That said, while I can't officially recommend them for kids, they, especially for an older child, would provide some protection, even though it wouldn't be 95% effective.
Right. Well, we're reading a couple of things. One is that it's recommended that outdoor workers especially wear custom-fitted N95 masks fitted by a professional, which I'm sure most people aren't getting to do. And then we're also reading that the city of Sacramento stopped distributing these N95 respirator masks because there were some risks. They can increase your heart rate, lower the amount of oxygen you get. What's going on?
Well, so the first part of your question is totally fine. The way the N95s are designed to protect workers is part of the OSHA regulation. Whenever you wear respiratory protective gear, it's supposed to be properly fitted. But we obviously can't fit test every member of the public. And so if you can get a reasonable seal, kind of like a scuba mask or a snorkel mask, then it's protecting you to the level that NIOSH certifies. Sacramento made a very foolish decision to say that there's a risk of wearing N95s. They don't increase the work of breathing or a heart rate in any serious physiologically harmful way. That was a completely wrong public health message from Sacramento that I've been trying to counter.
Okay, so wear them, and if you're feeling a little panicky, just slow down, or, you know, you will get the oxygen that you need. Look, I mean, what about people who can't stay indoors? You have landscapers there, roofers, you know, people.
Not to mention the homeless.
Then the homeless. Not to mention the homeless in the city, but also right in outside Paradise in Chico, living in the tent city. What should they do to offset this? Breathe through some, you know, maybe a wet washcloth or something?
No. A wet rag doesn't do very much. They need N95s, and especially the folks who are living in tents, because the smoke exposure is much more intense there. They should be wearing N95s, especially those folks. They should be distributed to them.
Or what? What will happen?
If you're a person of good health, then not much. Exposure to this level of particulate produces irritative symptoms, but not anything of severe risk to one's health. But if you have pre-existing heart and lung disease, like my wife who has asthma, or somebody who has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease from smoking, that's emphysema or chronic bronchitis, they can get exacerbations from this smoke. And then heart disease as well, there can be exacerbations of coronary artery disease so that people have more chest pain than they might otherwise. And people with congestive heart failure could have more problems with their breathing. The best protection, if you can't leave the area, is the N95 mask and staying indoors. People in the Bay Area, friends of mine and colleagues of mine, have been leaving for either the northern coast area, like Mendocino, or Tahoe, both of which are not having as bad air.
But this is insane. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, because most people can't leave. They've got to work and, you know, got kids, even though most kids are staying indoors. The picture of an entire city walking around with masks is crazy.
Welcome to Delhi.
Yeah.
Our air is Delhi on a good day.
No, that bad. Dr. John Bahms, pulmonologist at the University of California. Dr. Bahms, thank you so much.
Thank you.